How are you? Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. This is Mary Bicknell, your relationship tour guide, and today I am going to be short and sweet, sharing a couple fun action tips with you that you can actually start incorporating into your daily life today. It's really about thinking, it's about writing things down, and it's about being observant. Okay? So what I want you to do is get a piece of paper ready. And this is applicable for every woman, really every man, but you know, I'm speaking to women predominantly. So every woman is able to do this. The number one question, I really believe it's the number one question that I'm asked frequently is, Mary, how do I sustain a long love affair in my life? How do I sustain that love? How do I keep it going? How do I stay in love? How do I have him stay in love with me? What is the process? And oh my gosh, you know, there's a lot to it, but today we're going to do something fun. You're going to be thinking, writing, and observing. Thinking, writing, and observing. Because I want you to be kind of aware on multi-senses. And this is something that's going to, I just want you to do this over the next couple of days. You can implement it today. But thinking, writing, and observing. And you're going to be thinking about your love tank. You're going to be writing about your love tank. You're going to be observing your love tank. So what is your love tank? You know, this is the thing that holds all the love that you have. It's something that can get filled up and it can get depleted. It's something that you can fill up. It's something your child can fill up for you, add to, I should say. Your lover can add to this. And those are the same people that can drain it. I want you to think about the worst relationship you've ever had. Sorry to take you there, but let's talk about that. So you're in this relationship and you think you're all happy, and maybe you were at first, or maybe you knew in your heart this was not the relationship for you. And so you would give to your partner without anything in return. What does that mean? That means your love tank was drained. Repeatedly drained, and that person never gave to you, never filled your love tank up. And when you're in a relationship like that, honestly, it's very difficult to even fill your own love tank. Don't you agree? Take a breath and think about that for a minute. Huh? So when I'm in a bad relationship or I'm in a bad place in my life, I'm drained and I don't even know how. Or maybe I choose not to, or I say I don't know how to fill my own love tank. Because if we're not able to do that for ourselves first, to learn how to fill our own love tank, I promise you, no one else is going to fill it. They might drop a few drops of love in there, but it's never going to be to the level that you want it to be and that you need it to be to thrive in a passionate love affair with your partner and your life. And isn't that what all this is about? You know, I am all about teaching relationship tour guides. I am all about guiding you on this path to having the love of your life. And that, of course, starts with yourself. And when you have that, and when you know how to be in love with yourself and fill your own love tank, I'm like, oh, this is fabulous. Because then when somebody else adds to it, you're overflowing. But let's get, you know, really concrete. I'm also very much about giving you some action steps and to break things down and not just talk about all pie in the sky and love and fluff and all that kind of stuff, okay? So I want you to stop. So I want you to think about the relationship that you had that was horrible, that you're like, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm in here. I want you to think about that for a minute. And I want you to write down three factors, three things that you felt depleted you in that relationship. Let me give you some examples. Maybe you were with someone who did not respect you as a woman, objectified you, belittled you, minimized your amazing sense of intuition, your femininity. Maybe you were with someone who hit you. Maybe you were with somebody who was just neutral. They did not understand how to fill your love tank. You didn't even understand how to communicate your needs. Those could be some of the things. Or they could just be an ass, and you just picked the wrong person, right? You just got into a relationship with the wrong person. So I want you to write down three ways that person, three problems with that relationship. Now I want you to step back in time, and I want you to look at yourself as and that relationship as though it's on a projector. And I want you to observe yourself. Observe your body language. Observe the look on your face. Observe your self-care modes. Observe yourself on this visual screen of your past. Okay, got that? Now I want to fast forward a year from now. You're in the love of you've met the love of your life, or you're in currently the relationship with your soulmate, and you're just, I'm teaching you some ways to rediscover. So I want you to think about this. What do you know right off the bat you need to fill your love tank? Yourself? Let's talk about that first. What does that look like for you? I'll give you some personal examples. I'll share some of mine. You know, when I eat better, oh my gosh, that fills my tank, because then in my head I'm like, yay, good job, Mary. Woohoo! As opposed to, you know, that other voice is like, God, I can't believe I ate that. Or when I'm well rested. Oh my God, have you ever traveled and you come home and you're just like, you get into your own bed and your sheets are fresh and, you know, I sleep naked, so you're naked and you're just rolling around and, oh, I love having a fan on and the window open, you're just like, oh my God, I'm so glad to be home. Okay, that fills my love tank up. Maybe for one of the things for me is that I don't overload myself. You know, there's always one more thing to do with everything, right? So the way my husband fills my love tank is he listens. He listens very well, and he reflects back to me. He also is very physical with me. He's complimentary. He's observant. He tends to me. I feel amazing, special, beautiful, and sexy. So those are the ways that he fills my love tank. My daughter fills my love tank, oh my gosh, by doing things like saying you're the best mama in the world, or, you know, our little rituals. Rituals are so important for all relationships. But one that she does is she gets out of bed and she comes and snuggles and sits on my lap in the morning and gives me lovin's. I love that. That fills my tank, especially for the whole day. So I just was thinking about those things. I wrote some things down, and so I want you to do the same. Think about what you know fills your tank. Write them down, and then I want you to project yourself 1 year in the future. 1 year in the future, you've been able to convey to your lover what things you recognize fill your love tank, what things empty it. And maybe it's a slow drain. Maybe it's like you're a car and you actually just, you know, took the gas cap off and it just evaporates without being filled. And when you did the 3-2-1 exercise, you've learned how to be able to convey now what your needs are and how to fill your love tank. Can you see that? Are you picturing yourself in the future? 1 year from now, having learned how to convey that, having developed and established that within your relationship, oh my gosh, what do you look like? How are you carrying your body? How do you feel? That's the vision that I want you to hold on to. That is it. Go back, listen to the 3-2-1 exercise, and utilize that 3-2-1 exercise and just say, honey, oh my gosh, we're going to do something called how to fill our love tanks. We're going to talk about love tanks so much more in the future because it's such an amazing process and it's fun. This is all about having fun too while you're building, strengthening, renewing, rediscovering your partner, your soulmate, your love. So with that, I am Mary Bicknell, your relationship tour guide, and I hope that you have fun with your love tank. Pop me some emails, excuse me, and share some of the ways that you get filled and the way that you fill your partners. Have a good day.